Hello, sexies. Welcome to Sisters of Sexuality, Five Shades of Play. Today's episode is sponsored by OrganicLovin.com. Hello, sexies. You are listening to Sisters of Sexuality, Five Shades of Play. And I am Taylor Sparks, your host and sex goddess for the evening. We are here for the purposes of educating, entertaining, and informing you in all areas of sexuality, sexual health, kink, relationships, and the business of sex. I am so excited to bring you a guest, two guests that have been here before, two amazing, gorgeous women. But before I bring them on, let me tell you a little bit about them. Wendy Rose Berry and Eugenia Marshall are LA-based entrepreneurs, mothers, and besties, juggling and balancing life while building their intimate skincare brand as co-founders of Condition Her. A serendipitous connection with a PhD-level biochemist helped these longtime friends develop a skincare product that provides solutions for multiple intimate skin issues that most people are uncomfortable talking about. Condition Her is a Black woman-owned business operated by a diverse all-women team from around the globe, including their PhD-level biochemist and the acclaimed illustrator responsible for the creative celebration of a phenomenal female form. Wendy and Eugenia, welcome to the show. Or I say welcome back to the show.
Yes, thank you for having us. We're happy to be back.
Happy to be here.
It's been a minute. I think
how long have you had Condition Her now?
I would say by the time we connected with you 2020, we technically 2019, but we were just kind of had just gotten it towards the middle end of that year. And we're just kind of strategizing, and 2020 was the year. And then we know what 2020 looked like. So I think we connected either, I want to say 2020, 2021, somewhere in there.
So, Eugenia, tell me, like, really, what inspired this? Was it your own challenges with things happening down there? And when we say things, we don't mean like terrible things. Tell everybody really what inspired Condition Her.
What actually inspired me is that when Wendy had the idea, it sparked a memory in my mind, because she said, "Have you ever used your Condition Her in the shower? I mean, your conditioner on your pubic hair in the shower." And I did. I was one of those girls. I was one of those girls. I put the conditioner on my head. I put my conditioner down here. And I had never thought when I was doing that, you know, is that safe? You know what I mean? So when she said it and we started looking and going down the rabbit hole and looking and realizing that nothing was there in that space at that time, because it was way before we launched. You know, there wasn't any other competitor in the space at that time. It just took us a while to get the money, you know, but when the idea actually sparked, nothing like this was on the market. There was no intimate skincare aisle. There was nothing on the aisle. No one was talking about this. So it was definitely something that sparked definitely interest in my mind, so that I could definitely get on the boat. I got on the boat quickly because I realized that she was right. There was nothing.
So Wendy, so once you guys kind of did a little research and saw that there wasn't necessarily anything in the market, but what really made you go, okay, we should start a business? Like, what was that thing that said, because people see things that don't exist, but they don't always go, we should launch an actual business.
Right. And that's funny, because I consider myself a serial entrepreneur. We both all pretty much always been employed entrepreneurs, and especially myself, but I'm also a serial entrepreneur. And it was 2013 to be exact. At that particular time, I actually had two big ideas in my mind, in my world. I still think the other is a big idea. And for me, it was almost a self-realization moment. And I'm a Libra. And again, I'm an idea person, and I'll start something and the end, sometimes I'm on to something else that's greater. And so for this time, I was at a time in my life where I was like, you know, I really need to, of these two things, I really need to focus on one. Also, I was working a full-time job at Warner Brothers, you know, in TV at the time. And so I was like, let me really focus on one. But to answer your question, the thing was the name. When, and someone else actually named the product, a man, actually a good friend of mine, named it because this was just a pie in the sky. It was, we had found what Gina explained, a white space in the market. Vulva care wasn't a thing. And that's what we were really focused on. Like, how do we soften pubic hair? That was kind of the first thing, which is where Gina mentioned the hair conditioner, which I did in my youth also. That's where the idea, like, what we both had, and we know now, we realize now, is we had intimate skin care routines at young ages. You know, when you think about it, you wash a certain way, you use certain products in that area. You just don't talk about it. You just don't walk around asking even your closest girlfriends, like, girl, how do you wash your coochie? Do you do this? Are you moisturized? Are you, you know, putting, right. We don't have, you know, we'll talk about other things going on with our bodies. We'll talk about a yeast infection before we actually have a conversation about our intimate routine, what we do behind the curtain. So the name, when the name came up, Condition Her, it just was like, ding, 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 ding. Okay, this is something. We got to see what it is.
And there were lots of serendipitous moments, like you said earlier. That.
Yeah.
There were like those once in a lifetime things that just happened along the way. Like, you know, the name where it just came out of the blue. We looked it up. It hadn't been trademarked and it was just so perfect. Then the chemist, you know, having that fall out of the sky, you know, just a lot of things where it was just like, you know, God was kind of leading us on this journey.
Yes, yes, yes. You know, it's interesting when you talk about how do you watch your coochie. Me and I don't know if you've seen other people of other races post that they don't use washcloths. And I'm like, well, how do you wash your, if you don't, I mean, we're women. We have nooks and crannies. You gotta.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Creases and crevices.
Right. Yeah. You know, crevices, nooks and crannies. And then if you share the soap with somebody else, and then they've got, I mean, is it a white people thing?
I do think so. I think, I don't know. And I could be done no research on this. I think that it's, you know, go back to the old days. I think that as African-Americans, as Black folks, I think society told us we were dirty. We were this and we were that. And I think, you know, Black mothers went above and beyond to present their children, not only their children, themselves, their family, as clean and proper. And, you know, we wash, there's no way to be dirty because we are washing. And, you know, it's not unheard of for Black folks to have two washcloths in the shower, one for your face.
Yes. One for the upper body and one for your lower body.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
And I'm not talking about no loofah and no little spongy sponge. I'm talking about an actual washcloth.
And so, I've been to some places and I'm like, you know, and I'm, like I said, dating outside my race. I'm like, where's the washcloth? Okay, so when I come back here, there needs to be a washcloth. You need to go to the store and buy. Listen, and let me try
to washcloth. I'm like, so you're just soaping up and you're just letting the rinse, huh? There's no like little friction action to get a little, you know, the dead skin cells off. But no,
men, I can kind of see, because they don't really have nooks and crannies. So I can see a man's not thinking, you know, I mean, you know, I had a son first. And then when I had a daughter, I'm like, am I going to get in? Because he's a tiny little baby.
Yeah.
Oh, so
you
use a Q-tip.
Getting there. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, because, you know, when you are in this space that we're in, we learn so much about the vulva, about the lips, and about the layers and the folds inside. You know what I mean? Like, and how products can get inside of there, and that tissue is so delicate and can absorb all of those nasty chemicals so easily. So those are the reasons why it's so important to not only clean, but to moisturize, or to all the products that you need to use in that area need to be safe, you know? And like I said, and it was something we never thought about, but this whole journey has taught us so much, like, like about cleaning, especially cleaning, moisturizing, all of that is so important, especially in those little nooks and crannies, like you said.
Yeah, and speaking of which, tell us what's not in conditioner. And this is one of the things that I found out so wonderful about, and yes, the product is amazing. I have some.
I love it. Yeah. I'll read.
You see what I got on? I got.
Yes, you got your look. We all look. We're earring triplets. I love it. There's a poly.
I actually love these. I have been wearing them so much, and thank you so much for gifting me.
You're so welcome.
I wear them all the time. I'm like, this is so
cute. Did I give you the golds too? I need to send you some gold ones.
No, I just have the silver. That's what I'm happy with these. It's okay.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, we're look at this in a polyamorous earring relationship. Gina has hers.
We're polyamorous.
Those are our
body. We're an earring triad is what we're in.
Right, right.
So tell me what's not in conditioner and how you and or the chemist decided what to eliminate based on even just what's in regular shampoo, let alone putting something like this in an area as sensitive as your vulva.
Right. So, you know, the initial idea was to, again, we were looking to condition pubic hair. Once we met our biochemist along the way, 3 years into trying to figure out how to make this, mm-hmm. She was basically let us know that, you know, the hair was kind of really a back burner thing, that this was really health and wellness. And this was about vulva care, a term we don't even use often, you know, knowing that everything external on a woman's intimate area, that bikini line, the labia minora, labia majora, the clitoris, all of that is a part of the vulva, not the vagina. The vagina is the internal canal that leads to the cervix. These are things we learned along the way. You know, we're so used to calling it every name in the book. We actually have a t-shirt on our site that we sell called Body Talk. And the Body Talk t-shirt has a bunch of different names from coochie. Someone said, what is there? Monkey something on there.
Pocketbook.
Pocketbook, all the names, you know, that people
call.
The JJ. So, right. So, you know, I would love to say that I had or Gina had a hand in deciding what was going in here and what wasn't, but it wasn't us. And I'm glad it wasn't, because child, I think it might have been yeast infection, UTI city with us hand picking things. We were just so blessed, again, serendipitous moment, like Gina said, to meet this biochemist while I was on vacation 3 years into trying to make this. And she knew what to do. She's a PhD level, world renowned biochemist. Yeah. We make and manufacture with her in Europe, which is how we got our EU approval status. So for anyone who understands, you know, what that means, and again, we're still understanding, it's that EU, European Union, they have their regulations and stipulations around ingredients and products and what can be made and what can be exported from there are really, really strenuous, like much more strict than ours. I believe, don't quote me, somewhere between 1,100 and 1,300 ingredients are banned, according to the EU.
You're correct.
Stipulations. And FDA, there's about 11 to 13 that are banned. And so I know there's a big push. I think, if I'm not mistaken, Jessica Alba, who owns Honest Brand, and several others are pushing for, I think, more regulation in terms of ingredients that are used here. That's why when you're on Instagram or TikTok or any of these platforms, you have so many people making products at home, handmade this, and that's no shade to them. There's plenty of amazing handmade soaps and handmade body products. For us, because of the area that this was for, because the focus area was the vulva, even though it's multi-use, it's going on breasts now, it's going inner thighs, men are using it on their neck, it's going on their underarms, that we needed, we just did not feel safe going that route. So our biochemist, who the majority of the products she actually makes are for cancer patients. And mm-hmm. So she decided what was going in and what wasn't, and what that formula is. Because child, we had no idea. Mind you, we were the two that were using our Suave mane and tail Pantene
strawberry scent conditioner
on our pubes for all those years. So some of the things that are not in it, I can tell you that there are no mineral oils. There's no petrochemicals. No synthetic fragrances. No synthetic dyes.
Yeah.
No toxic preservatives. That was really important. You see a lot of that coming up, a lot of brands. Another, I'd say a brand that's in a similar feminine hygiene lane they changed some ingredients in the last year and it kind of caused an uproar because people thought the formula was changing. And really, when I did my due diligence and digging, they moved from some whatever preservatives they were using, they moved to more non-toxic preservatives. And when I looked at our brand, I'm like, oh, we already have that. So I'm like, we were ahead of the game. Now they're a multi-million dollar brand, but you know, that's our little old brand that could, we were already on the path of having, you know, as natural and as safe as a product. So there's no parabens, there's no phthalates, there's no synthetic dyes. And most importantly for me in my life and where I am now, where this journey has taken me, is there are no hormones, specifically estrogen. I was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2023. Took me by surprise, had finally been able to step out of my full time and leave Gina as the full time employed entrepreneur. I am now the full time entrepreneur. So 2023 is supposed to be my year, child, like for this brand, year to grow. And then I found out I had a little breast cancer in my right breast. Mm-hmm. And so that kind of shook things up. But what that meant, I had an estrogen positive breast cancer, meaning I had to, birth control had to stop. Oh Lord, that just took me out. Like my good old.
Not taking the birth control.
Man, my birth control is gone. I still miss it. I don't know when my cycle is coming now. I'll be like, is that you?
how old are you now?
I'm 47. I'll be 48 this year. Yes. So I'm like, is that you, child? Back around the block. So to know that I could use my own product, especially during my radiation time, where need moisture, and I was able to take that into radiation every day and use it after and keep that area hydrated. And to this day, honestly, Condition Her is my body cream. I know Gina uses it in the same way. It is my body cream from neck down. It's an expensive body cream, but it's ours. But, so I take the,
you know, good things. I was just, I didn't mean to cut you off. Good
things. No. I was done.
I was just looking at, I'm sure you've seen him, Dr. Bobby Price. He's a vegan doctor. He was interviewing with a brother who's a cardiologist, really good. But they were talking about food. He was like, expensive food is cheap and cheap food is costly. Right? Because at the end of the day, if you don't spend the money on your expensive body cream, it will be costly for you later. So when you buy cheap things and put chemical-filled products on your body, so you didn't pay much for it now, but later in life, because we have, I'm sure your biochemist tells you have something called bioaccumulation, where every cell in the body accumulates a smidgen of everything that we put on it, right? And although it's, you know, we say up to 60% can be absorbed into the body, which is not exactly true. It's, you know, up to 60% can penetrate the skin, but only a certain amount will actually be absorbed into the bloodstream. So having a product and the vulva but the vagina itself being covered in a mucous membrane, like the eyes and the nose, absorbs up to 100%. So to have something, and you know, we can't control what's in the air. You cannot control what's in the water, but you can control what you put in your mouth.
Right.
You can control what you put on your skin.
Right.
For you all to have that real knowledge and concern about keeping that area of the body as healthy as possible, you know, I commend you, you know, I do commend you on that.
I don't think we think about, like, we're a society that's so concerned with what we're putting in our body. So we're vegan, we're vegetarian, we're gluten-free. We don't necessarily pay attention to what we're putting on all parts of our body. The pH of our face is different than the pH of our chest, is different than the pH of our vulva, is different, you know, than our legs. And so people say, well, you know, one of the main benefits of Condition Her that I used to use as our main selling point, and I learned quick that women don't necessarily go into Target or any store they're buying Sephora and say, I'm going in to buy the most pH balanced moisturizer cream that I can buy, right?
No.
You know, they go in like, damn it, I have ingrown hairs, I'm chafing, I've got, you know, a UTI, I've got this going on, and I need something to fix this now.
Sure.
And so, you know, people say, well, how does condition hurt? I was going to say one of the benefits is that it helps maintain, I think the main benefit is that it helps maintain healthy pH levels. She
Yeah.
formulated, she's we this is not a private label formula. We were able to go to a lab and just kind of throw our
Yes.
brand on and white label. This is an original scientifically formulated formula.
And I know
Right.
how
And
long
the
that takes. People, I
yep.
mean, I have formulated, so I think you guys know, I don't know. Prior to having my organic loving company, I had a company called Skincare for Athletes, where I had developed 16 head-to-toe care organic products for elite endurance athletes.
Oh.
So we sponsored marathons, triathlons. I sponsored 5 different Olympic athletes,
Oh, wow.
winter and summer athletes. We were in the ESPN Mag, ESPY Award gift bags, ESPN magazines, swimmers. I mean, we were, it was, and I know what it takes to formulate.
Right.
So my background is in, I'm certified in holistic aromatherapy. I know basic organic chemistry. I'm not a
Right.
biochemist by any
Right.
means, but I know what not to have
But
in
you can
products.
also speak to the fact that Gina, you know, your line, you always talk about how ingredients, just because, you
Yes.
know, they're natural doesn't mean they're safe.
No.
And as
No.
Condition Her sits on your skin, it is penetrating the skin. It is getting into those mucous membranes. And the
It's a
way that
cream.
it's been
It's not an
formulated.
oil. It does not just sit on the skin. It penetrates.
Yeah, it's a cream-based formula. So it gets in there and does a little checks and balances. If you're a little off, something's throwing you off, a medication you're taking,
Sure.
just something, you know, anything can throw
Stress.
off a woman's pH,
Stress.
pretty much.
One of
Stress.
the other things that's not in it is fragrance.
Yes, thank
And
you,
I
Jesus.
think that that's a big selling point for a lot of people, because we have a lot of people come up to us at booths, and when they find out that it doesn't have fragrance, they feel a little safer, because
Yeah.
anyone with any type of skin issue, they always get scared whenever they hear fragrance.
Well, because in the United States, which I know you guys know, just for the listeners to know, so in the United States, the FDA has something called GRAS, generally regarded as safe. That means that if 250 people do not call the FDA and complain about some bump or burning or whatever, if you have an issue with a particular product, they will just say you're sensitive, and that's why so many products have disclaimers. Also, the FDA has grandfathered in so many chemicals that a manufacturer could put a combination of chemicals together and call it fragrance, and you will never know what makes up fragrance because they do not have, by law, have to disclose what those chemicals are. So you, as a person using anything, even if you find a lubricant with a fragrance, a condom with a fragrance, a body product, you have no idea what is that combination in there that could be throwing you off. And they cover themselves by just saying, oh, if you have itchy, burning, scratchy, just discontinue use. But you won't know. So it is best to stay away from anything that has fragrance. While we were at the Vibe show, one of the manufacturers there, I went up to the guy's booth, and he was one of the co-founders, and it was a lube, and I carry one of their like 10 products on my site, but I'm like, the rest of your products, they were like, oh, it has natural this and that. I'm like, there's no such thing as a essential oil of strawberry.
And
I said, so
it's
you,
some
I said,
essential
and you
oil of our
have
herb.
natural flavorings. I said, but a natural flavoring means that in order to get something to smell like strawberry, you have to add a chemical to it because you cannot get essential oils out of strawberries. So you have to put in a flavoring, which is chemical based. And I said, and I won't carry your product. And he was like, we don't have them. I guess you
Yeah, we do. Right. I mean, and just to be transparent, we own Condition Her has two sister scents. This is our unscented we rolled out. And to be honest, if it had been the way that we really wanted from jump, if translation, if we had had the money, we would have launched with two products. We would have launched with Condition Her Unscented and Condition Her Jasmine. We do own Jasmine and Vanilla. I'm a big vanilla fan. Most of my perfumes are vanilla based.
But they you can get jasmine and
But
vanilla.
they are naturally derived scents that are actually,
Yes.
yeah, right, extracted from this, right. And it's
Yeah.
scientific, if it's not just like a jasmine-esque something. And so,
Yes.
you know, even then, as Gina mentioned earlier, a person that is just knows they're sensitive, Listen, the things we've learned, all sorts of things happen to women in that vagina, the vulva, the vagina area too.
All kinds of stuff.
All kinds of stuff, girl. People be pulling shoes out of there.
You know, I'm like, eczema.
We've seen some pictures.
Oh, people send us all sorts of things, but eczema, just on the surface.
I have a girlfriend like that.
How eczema, like that's, people forget, like the vulva, that's skin. And like, if you have eczema, is it impacting you in that area? And for a lot of women, it is. Same with sebaceous cysts. I reached out from a friend who, I guess it's hereditary. It wasn't a sexually transmitted anything. It was, she gets sebaceous cysts and she was getting married. And she was like, you know, I want to try and clear this up. We didn't even have the product. We just had samples. And it worked for her. But even we had samples of the scent at the time of jasmine. And even though she loved it, she felt like, and I don't know if it was mental or not, but she just felt like the jasmine was going to irritate her regardless. So she never consented. But yeah, people have all sorts of things. So, women that are postmenopausal, lichen sclerosis, which causes dry skin externally in the vulva area. So it's a lot going on.
Have you considered a condition him?
We own that name too.
Yes, you should, because men and a lot of men don't think to moisturize their penis and their balls. They don't, not just their hair.
And they're shaving there and they're clipping there, and they get irritated there.
Their penises can get dry if you're a dry skin person.
Right.
Dry skin from head to toe.
Right.
You know what I mean? And you know, you're like, you need to put some body butter on that dried looking thing over there. Yeah.
So it already shrivels up. So the dry shriveled up look is not good.
Dry and shriveled, looking like Ashley Larry. But the condition, because you know, they have all these beard oils now. And are they putting beard oil down there?
Probably some of them, to be honest.
And men are using our product down there. They're just turning that bottle around, squeezing it out and using it. We have a lot of men using it there and under on their beards and the back of the neck.
I think it's time to launch.
Yeah, they really, once men pick up the tube and, you know, they get intrigued because, you know, we have, I intentionally made sure our illustrator was mentioned, who did our logo, because it's such a simple, you know, it's on the tube, it's the female form. Mm-hmm. And it's so simple. And that little female form has gotten us, you know, really been a little difficult as a brand trying to promote, because, you know, and you, any women have such a hard time promoting our intimate products. You can't say vulva. If you have an ad and you say vulva, you say this, or we were flagged and blocked. We still have a hard time to this day doing ads and social between Meta specifically. And even TikTok, like right now they've told us like, okay, so you can't say vulva. You can't put vulva on the thing. Like, but why? And so
it's a human body part. I mean, I can say pussy, but I can't say vulva.
But yeah, men really, after they realize, once they read what it does, that it helps treat ingrown hair, and that it was unscented, and that it soothes irritation after shaving, waxing, sugaring, or lasering. They opened it up, they felt it didn't feel greasy, and they proceeded to put it on their neck. And I have several messages from women that are like, you know, when is condition him coming? Because my man is using it. He's manscaping and his pubes are kind of, so he's softening and he's doing these things. And
this is amazing. And I do, as a woman who knows what it takes to do a formulation and the time it takes and the testing it takes and the money that it takes. It's so easy to go, oh, you can launch that. You're like, really? You got $100,000 for me to just launch that? You know?
Oh, man. Like, yeah. That's where we're at now.
So Eugenia, and I do want to go back a little bit, and I want to ask, you know, talking about the business of sex and this being an intimate body product, you launched around 2019 officially, and then 2020 and COVID hit. Kind of, what was your thought process, Eugenia, for you guys to get beyond this, and how did you kind of keep moving through what was going on business-wise? What kept you going?
Well, you know, we had a lot of things that happened. I mean, a pandemic, you know, when you're a brand new baby brand, I mean, we had to like completely pivot. we had this idea. We were going to go to all these festivals. We're going to do all these pop-ups. We were going to partner with all these people. And that came to an abrupt halt, you know, with COVID. And so we had to immediately pivot to trying to utilize our online platform. We started Conversations, which was our talk, our online Instagram series.
I think you gotta say that phonetically so they get it. I think you gotta break down what you just said, the name of it.
Conversations.
Yeah.
And they were conversations that we were, intimate conversations that we were having online through our Instagram. We're still doing those. We don't do them as frequently, but they were definitely huge for us during that period of time because it was the only way we could get in front of people. And then estheticians, who are like one of our biggest, you know, definitely our biggest supporters with the brand, their shops were closed, you know? So, you know, our one of our largest target market was completely wiped out. So in all honesty, you know, and then we did have one spark that happened during COVID. And that was the huge push to support Black businesses after the George Floyd incident.
Same. We had
the same experience. We have a lot of friends and biz besties that had the same impact after that.
Yeah.
We were having huge sales months during that time. And, you know, it was wonderful at the time, especially for a new brand. That first year was like an anomaly. But I did know right away that that wasn't necessarily sustainable because people of all, you know, they were supporting just because we were a Black owned brand. And a lot of, to be honest, white women were supporting. They wanted to be a part of the movement, but they decided that Black women would be their focus. And so they were buying, but they weren't using Condition Her. That was their feel good moment. They were buying it, throwing it in a corner, be like, I purchased that. And that's, they weren't necessarily trying it. And so, you know, it made it very difficult to maintain. When we went back and looked in our books and looked to see what our sales were like, you know, so many of those were one-off sales that we didn't see the customers. And that's not because it wasn't a great product. It's because they weren't using it. You know what I mean?
Yes. Did you then or are you now working with any PR agents?
Yeah, we do. We had a lovely publicist, and she's actually a former colleague from Warner Brothers. And shout out to Amanda. We did those first couple of years a ton of that might be how we found you, a ton of press, which was great for us at the time. And it press is always great for any brand. Anytime you can get out and tell your story and explain things. But just to build on also what Gina was saying, I would say, you know, to round it out, the biggest thing that we did in 2020 during that COVID time was build community. And like she explained, that came through those IG lives. That came through us joining a lot of women, female founder groups. We joined a community called Buy From a Black Woman that is founded. It's a nonprofit organization founded by Nikki Porche, who put together a directory of Black women-owned businesses. And then she's highly vetted. It has to be a 100% Black women-owned business. And it not only is it a directory where people can find us, like if you wanted to be intentional with your shopping and you wanted to buy pet clothes from a Black woman-owned business, or you wanted, you know, a Black therapist, there's all sorts of services and products there. And so in addition, she's grown by leaps and bounds and created so many amazing partnerships. She created a partnership with H&M. So every year for the last 3 years or so, we have done the Buy From a Black Woman Holiday Market presented by H&M. So we've been five different H&Ms, even including a huge one in Times Square, their French Quarter location. So that organization, becoming a part of those communities and just being there, we've seen some of our founder friends that were there with the kind of in the beginning in 2020, they're on every Ulta shelf, every Target shelf. They're, you know, hitting that $1 million mark. And it really is just inspiring for us to keep going. I think one of our difficulties as a brand and which, you know, to where we're gearing up for now is to raise some money. We never raised money. We used my 401k to fund this business.
Okay.
And a lot of people, you know, do that. And that's not what, you know, you're advised to never use your own money to invest in things.
But not now, when?
Right. Not now, when? And emerging market, even just getting people to know what a vulva was. So imagine, you know, going that, you know, like we need money for this. So we're at that same point where we are in a position where we need to expand the brand so that we can hit retail. And if you know anything about retail sales, they really want you to have multiple units. They want you to have three to five products in there, and I know you do. They want you to have 3 to 5 products before they buy you in to give you that shelf space or to promote you. And we're still a one. Here we are, you know, 4 years in, we still got, you know, we're the little vulva cream that could with our one. But I still feel like there is so many women to connect with that have a need for this. And I will say, last year we made the decision to do somewhat of a hard pivot to our marketing strategy and who we were talking to on a daily and how, and we really had to adopt a solid B2B strategy. And I think that it's
I was going to ask you if, I'm sorry to cut you off if you were working with any other distributors.
We'd love to. So if any distributors are listening, and I know you connected me with one, and it's probably about time I check with her. I know she needed a little beat. So I'll check with her again, but
There's a few that I work with, and I would be more than happy to make the introductions to them all.
Love that.
Are you overseas yet?
Oh, yeah. We've sold to about 22 countries.
Okay. So I am with, I have one distributor in the Netherlands, which is a big one that I work with. I've been working with for several years. Canada.
We sell a lot to Canada.
Yeah. There's a great distributor up there in Canada, and I think I'm with 4 here in the US. Yeah. And that was what helped me during COVID, that most online stores like mine, when they got shut down in their town. So a lot of online stores only work with one distributor. They didn't pick with the biggest one, they work with that one. But because I only work with chemical-free products, body safe toys, you know, I'm one of the few sites that carry books on sex and relationships. You know, I have over 100 books on the site. That's why I have 6-7 distributors. So during COVID, when 2 of the distributors shut down, I never stopped shipping. So I got all that other traffic that came over, and then the push to buy black. I'm one of the few black owned, you know, sex toy stores. But yeah, I would very much like to, you know, do.
We would love that. Yeah, estheticians. Last year, the hard pivot was to focus on estheticians in the spa industry. So definitely looking for any spa distributors, because I mean, listen, estheticians see vulvas, coochies, damn near vaginas. They see everything. It all, every day. They know they're doing hair removal, they're doing waxing, they're doing lasering, they're doing sugaring. And so not only they have a need for the product as part of their service, so they use it as aftercare. So after they do these hair removal services, they to calm and to help treat those of their clients that are dealing with dry skin conditions or ingrown hair. They also, when you got somebody there laying naked on your table, you know which of your clients might be chafing between the thighs.
You see it.
And so they're using it as aftercare, but they're using it to level up their retail revenue. And that's been, estheticians make quite a bit retailing products.
Yes.
And so they're very much so esteemed in the way that doctors are. People, women really trust them as skincare professionals. Mm-hmm. The irony is, once we decided to lean in, and everything's an omni marketing approach, omni sales. So yes, we sell direct to consumer from our website. We also sell from Poosh, which is a lifestyle website that was founded by Kourtney Kardashian. And so they're very particular about the brands that they carry and the ingredients. I think there might be 40 plus brands, not that, maybe 40, 41. And so they found us and put us there. And so while we do consumer facing things, the pivot and push has really been to estheticians so that they can, you know, again, level up their aftercare services, but also their retail revenue. So they purchase wholesale from us, and that's been going well. So we've really just been doing esthetician conferences and things of that nature for the last year to stay in front of that group.
I think that's, and finding a distributor for estheticians, and I'm sure if you just call the biggest esthetician in your state and go, which distributor do you use to get your products, you can get them, or if you just Google it, you may find it as well. But the B2B, I think, would be amazing for you guys. and not saying to let go of the one-off, but to have people just buy a bulk of this.
A bulk, right.
And a bulk of that, and you'll make some money, you know, because that will also help spread the word.
Yeah.
For the product.
Go ahead. You were going to ask a question.
No, go ahead, honey. Go ahead.
No, Gina, I was going to toss to Gina to kind of just share like our next steps in terms of like why we're fundraising, and we're gearing up in the next, hopefully in the next month. It might take us a little longer, but we're gearing up to fundraise. I was going to hand that over to Gina.
Well, I wanted to talk to you too, Tay, because you're an entrepreneur yourself. During COVID, you know, like one of the other things that happened is like our business was, you know, impacted in a way we can't even describe. However, because we were a new company and because we're entrepreneurs, a lot of the government assistance wasn't available to us because most of the government assistance was geared towards companies that had employees. Well, we're not employees, but we're breaking our backs and we're taking our own savings in order to fund these companies. But a lot of the government assistance, you know, the $25,000 grants, the PPP, the ERC, mm-hmm. all of those things we didn't qualify for. And so like the average small business owner didn't qualify for these things. So you were forced to figure it out. I mean,
yeah,
and so you're just thankful we didn't close our doors.
Yeah, I it was a hard transition for me initially, because I decided at the height of COVID, I was going to leave my husband and had no money.
A lot of people did that. And I think a lot of folks followed suit.
Yeah, and mine had nothing to do with COVID or being home together. Right. It was just a timing thing. I'm like, yeah,
this has run its course.
and we're married 25 years, you know, neither one of us think it was a failure. You know, he doesn't think that and I don't think that. It was just time. It just happened to coincide with COVID. But I ended up getting a really small PPP loan. And you know what's been helpful that has helped me sustain my business up until COVID was working capital loan from PayPal. The working capital loans, I've gotten maybe I think 7 loans in total. The first one was $1,000.
Yeah.
And then you pay
we do the Shopify thing. We do the Shopify.
Shopify does that, yeah. And the last one I got was like $50,000. You know? So I was based on sales. So my sales had really, I had a 700% increase between 2019 and 2020.
Oh, wow.
It just went, you know, and then I grew another, and then the next year, 2021, and then it kind of leveled off in 2022, and then we hit the recession last year, and it's like, going to Mexico.
They call it the COVID crash. I've heard that referred to.
Oh, I haven't heard that, the COVID
from business
crash.
Strategists, as you know, a lot of people, you know, experienced the COVID crash coming out, you know, from being sold out to, you know, our minimum order quantities are high for us.
Yeah.
And again, making and manufacturing over in Europe, I'm sure if we did it here, you know, maybe we could get lower MOQs, but there is something to say about us having our chemist kind of handhold our manufacturing process.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And, you know, I don't know that it's getting more difficult because she's highly sought after. She's doing a lot around the globe and constantly, you know, being recognized and awarded and accredited. And so it's, you know, it's like, oh my gosh, is she available? It gets a little scary, to be honest, because we were, very dependent, but we're at this stage where we're ready to expand. We'd like mm-hmm. to add, you know, at least 2 to 3 new products in the next few months this year, you know, definitely by third quarter of this year, and to put us in position to, because right now I don't focus every day, the day-to-day on retail sales, because again, right. I know I've taken meetings with Macy's, I've taken meetings with this one and that one, and Gina, mm-hmm. and, you know, we've been doing this dance, and we know they want, not only do they want 3 to 5 SKUs, it's expensive to be in retail. You have to be able to provide, especially like for a Macy's, you have to be able to provide the samples. Right. And then, you know,
what about the smaller stores?
Apothecary. So that's our focus now. Is
Sephora is smaller, right? Ulta is smaller.
Yeah, they still want multiples.
They still want
multiples. So a system for us.
Going the distributor route. the distributor route that distributes the stores.
Yes.
Because so as an online retailer, I don't care that there's only one product in the line. If
Right.
my distributor goes, hey, Taylor, I think this is a great product, you should take a look at it, then I'm gonna bring, but I'm online. So
you didn't have to have three of the same brands next to each other in
right. So the online store
marketplaces.
The online marketplaces might be a better focus than the brick and mortar. Even if you go to Macy's and go, we just want to be online.
Right.
Or Sephora, we just want to be in your online market. They might care less about it being
that.
And then just to say, and I know you have your plan. I'm not trying to change your mind.
No, please, no, saying, listen.
But I think when you think about like Amazon, right? Amazon only sold books for 7 freaking years, I think it was. They didn't, you know what I mean? And sometimes we think and I know the retailers are saying you got to have all of these things. And again, focusing on the esthetician or going to the retailer distributor, but you don't need all of these things. And so instead of going wide, going deep, and instead of spreading the money out over 4 or 5 products, put more money into and making this one product as big and as much money as you can. I you know what I mean? And not do.
I lean towards that. I will say, if we could create like kind of a Trinity set, meaning we have the moisturizing cream, right? This is it's not a lotion, but for, you know, the way people think, yeah, it's your body, it's your intimate lotion, right? So if we had our wash and an exfoliant to then complement this moisturizing cream, now we've got a system. So that's kind of the main, you know, if we could get that system, I think that that would also be very helpful, even with those estheticians and those, but that's the focus and trying to, working to raise some money to bring those. Again, we own this formula, and so it is expensive.
It is expensive. That formula for some of the, when I did the skincare for athletes, my body wash was a 3-in-1. It was a wash and you could wash your hair, your face, and your body with it. It was a wash and conditioner. And so some of the same essential oil ingredients in the wash was in the moisturizer. So when you talk to your formulator, say, if we can use some of these same ingredients and just add a natural wash to it, you won't have to change too much in the formulation. And then they'll be paired, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? So now you're not spending all of this money to come up with a wash to complement it. You want a wash that is almost identical to the moisturizer, because then it complements in a different way. You're using similar ingredients.
Right.
All you need to do now is have something that washes.
Is that kind of what she's planning on doing, Gina?
Because at this point, we like Wendy said, we haven't done a friends and family. We have done this completely on our own backs. The initial amount came out directly out of Wendy's 401k.
Yeah.
I mean, we have any additions that you've seen,
we've
taken out of our own pockets to put into the brand, our own label.
Do a Kickstarter.
Right.
Crave does it. They've done it with 3 different products.
Yeah. So we are going to do that because of there's four ingredients that are the base, that are the healers, the antibacterial, the antimicrobial, like all of that is in 4 ingredients. And there's a specific way that they're meshed together. Our chemist is going to take that and make it the base of all of our products.
Yeah.
Because it's what separates us and it makes us unique.
Yeah.
And so we're excited about that. We're really excited about that. When she told us that she could do that, we were excited.
Yes. Yes. I know that process.
She said we can actually get not a trademark, but we can actually
patent
the way that is fused together. And so that's our goal too. So that when we do the fundraising round, our goal is to be able to get the patent and to do the other 2 products, and then to get back bar sizes for our Estes.
Yeah.
I'm very excited for the growth of you guys. This is going to be amazing. This is going to be a multi-million dollar company. I feel it in my bones. I'm here.
Preach, girl, preach.
It is because not only is it unique, but it is a needed intimate body care. And one thing that I know being an intimate body care market is that the mainstay intimate body care market sells to our insecurities, right? Right. It sells to a woman's insecurities. Oh, you need to douche because you need to smell like Island Breeze. Right. Oh, nope. You got to use a flavored lube. And I'm like, pussy should taste and smell like pussy, not cookies and cream, not yeah. bananas and fucking chocolate chips. Okay. It should smell like pussy. And if it smells not good, then you need to go to the doctor, not mask it with something that smells like cookies and chocolate chips.
Right.
You know, because women don't know their vulvas and men know even less.
And men don't know. Vulvas. Men are like, oh, that's pheromones. I'm like,
no, you don't know. They don't even know what a pheromone is. I'm like, listen.
TV, and you probably caused it. You know you're alkaline. Your semen are, you know, are you practicing safe sex with this woman?
Your mouth.
Your mouth. I was just thinking of someone I saw someone recently out and their teeth were just, I couldn't stop staring at them. And I'm like, I would never, your mouth could never.
Not even kiss my mouth with
never
that.
Go near my Lord. Little cootie coo.
And be looking at them nails like, look.
Or Opal. I named it Opal. Her name is Opal because I feel like we should name them after our gemstone signs for ourselves. It's Opal. A little old name, but you know.
Well, listen, I think you guys are on to amazing things because one, you're not marketing to women's insecurities. You're marketing to something that is necessary, that is self-care, and that is healthy for them. And I commend you on that. I am thankful that you made the time to come and see me today.
I love that. We are not marketing to women's insecurities. I love that. I'm girl. Now, when you hear me on another interview and I'm saying that,
you dropped a few jewels on this. I'm going to have to go back and listen myself because I mean, when you said it was going to cost you, you know, the food was expensive, but it was
going to cost you in the long.
Gina, yes. That reminded me of how you always say, you know, the line is health is wealth. And Gina is like, no, wealth is health. Because, yeah. You know, when you, that money changes the type of care, you yeah. know, if I didn't have, you know, shout out to Warner Brothers, although, you know, I'm not there anymore. Shout out to that PPO insurance. Because if I didn't have it, there's no way I could have yeah. gotten a level of breast cancer health care at Cedars-Sinai that I did, you yeah. know. So.
Yeah. Well, I'm so glad you are good and well, Chica.
I am.
You've got lots of work to do, both of you. And I just got to tell, hold on. I do want to tell my listeners to stay up to date and with Eugenia and Wendy and Condition Her. Please visit their website at conditionher.com. And you can find them on all social media under at Condition Her. On Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and X, formerly known as Twitter. And to stay up to date with Sisters of Sexuality, feel free to email me if you have any questions for me or my guest at sistersofsexuality@gmail.com. And of course, you can find us on IG, Facebook, and Twitter at Sisters of Sexuality. By all means, please visit our sponsor, organiclovin.com, and use coupon code SOS15. And receive 15% off of your first order. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in. And if this episode resonated with you, would you please consider subscribing as a way of supporting the growth of our channel and allowing us to keep informing, educating, and entertaining you. So until next week, stay sexy. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Organic Lovin', for the bodies you love to love. How do people describe you? Are you curious, playful, maybe sensual, adventurous? How about open-minded? The truth is, no matter who you are, Organic Lovin' has something to indulge your fantasies. We offer only organic, natural, and eco-friendly intimate body products, including vegan condoms, organic lubricants, body-safe sex toys, and sex-positive books. You won't find anything harmful in our products or toys. We also have a full range of other experiences, including erotic seminars and exotic adult-only vacations. Receive our adult subscription box for a monthly sexual delight. Be educated, entertained, and informed. Organic Lovin', for her, for him, for you. for the bodies you love to love. Visit organiclovin.com. We offer shipping worldwide, so stop by the site anytime. Organic Lovin', that's LOVEN.com.